Jesus comes to us in the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. For what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Almighty God, you bless us with so many gifts of grace for this journey of life. And yet there are times when, like the people of Israel, we turn those blessings into idols that we worship more than you. Yet we come here today, Lord, sensing your love, searching us out, inviting us home to the embrace of your forgiveness. Open our hearts to your Spirit, that we might know your will for us this day and all. In Jesus' name. What is your view of God? A scowling judge waiting to convict you? A disapproving deity whose love you have to earn? In some deep way, because of this spiritual DNA that was implanted in us when we were created, our view of God can affect our understanding and our approach to almost everything in life in ways we might not ever realize. One day, out of the blue, 7-year-old Kathleen asked, "Mom, is God a grown-up or a parent?" Mom was a little puzzled by the question, so responded, "I'm not sure, Kathleen. What's the difference between a grown-up and a parent?" To which Kathleen responded, "Well, grown-ups love you as long as you're quiet and well-behaved and good. But parents, for some reason, love you always." Now that might sound trite, but have you ever really come to appreciate the wonder of God's love for you as a parent? Sadly, there are many people in this world, maybe like the grumblers in today's gospel lesson, who never really come to understand or grasp meaning of unconditional love, especially when it comes to God. Maybe it's because from this world we never really truly receive pure unconditional love. And in return, maybe at times we find it difficult to give it. Maybe there's a little bit of these grumbling Pharisees in all of us. Part of us inside that is still trying to convince ourselves and others that we have to earn God's love in some way. Folks, let God love you. Let God love you. today's parables, Jesus is trying to convey an ultimate truth about who God is and the nature of God. That our relationship with God, thankfully, doesn't depend on our own goodness or our own searching for God, but rather it is grounded in God's goodness, in God's character, in God's unconditional love, and God's constant searching out for us. That truth is expressed beautifully in 1 John 4. We hear these words of Scripture. This is love. Not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. It is why Jesus came, the apostle reminds us in today's second lesson, 1 Timothy 1:15. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost, the apostle writes. And maybe one of the first steps in embracing the unconditional love of God is letting go of our human tendency to want to point the fingers at others rather than accepting the truth of our own falsehoods. That is why Jesus told his parables to the grumbling Pharisees and scribes. That is why the old traditional order of confession in the Lutheran worship book began with these words, I confess that I am in bondage to sin and cannot free myself. In today's second reading, we hear this as the starting point of the apostles' own joy over receiving the grace of God. He wrote, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence, I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with faith and love that are found in Christ Jesus. To be able to fully rejoice in the grace of God, at some level we must stop fooling ourselves and recognize that we are the ones who are the lost ones, the lost sheep. Me and you, along with all of humanity, we are the reason Jesus came. There was a teacher who one day, for her own reasons in class, asked the kids this question. She said, if all the bad children were painted red and all the good children were painted green, I want you to think, which color would you be? Red? Green? How would you answer? It's a tough question when it only poses two options, but one very wise child in the class raised his hand and said, Miss Jones, I think I would be striped. In the Gospels, everyone but Jesus is striped. It's the same in the world today. We are each a curious combination of the lost and the found. We are all, in some sense, not completely complete. There are aspects of our lives that already dwell in the light, and there are aspects of our lives that still need to be brought into the light. This light of God's unconditional love for all. And the wonderful thing is that God sends Jesus to invite us to enter fully into the light. That is why Jesus came. While the risen Jesus is still present in the world, and while He sent the Holy Spirit to be in each of our lives, still searching out the lost in you and in me, and in all who come. Martin Luther understood the state of being for the Christian as being simul justus et peccator, at the same time saints and sinners. Yes, we have been claimed by God as His children through the incredible waters of baptismal grace, yet we struggle daily with our relationship with God, all of us do, such that we are in constant need of repentance and forgiveness. Confessing our lostness and at the same time rejoicing in our foundness by the grace of God. Several years ago, there was an article that appeared in our Lutheran magazine. It was kind of ironic this week if you come in my office to see me searching through my office trying to find this lost article. And finally, I came across it. And the article reminded us that for Luther and for us, the mystery of life is not that a percentage of me or you is lost, and a percentage of me or you is found. Every day, I am 100% lost, and I am 100% found. I am 100% redeemed by the grace and love of God and Jesus. And yet, I am 100% still being formed by the Spirit to live more in the image of Christ. Today's parables of Jesus remind us that God will never abandon us in our struggle, especially in those times when we feel most lost, whether in the maze of our fast-paced and temporary existence, whether with difficulties with our faith commitments, misplaced priorities, old grudges, resentments, problems with relationships, or simply foolish errors we make in our daily choices. Whatever it may be. Through Jesus, we meet a God who is relentless in God's search for us, who will never give up to bring each of us and all of us home to His mother. On the anniversary of 9/11, we remember many, many amazing stories of first responders and other ordinary citizens who were working in their offices that day, and how they courageously made trips back and back and back again into that fire inferno just to search out stairwells and rooms to make sure no one was left. How many were still going back in and searching, giving up their own lives. The tower came crumbling down. Perhaps that's the image of the searching God of unconditional love that Jesus gives us in today's parable. It is not a woman casually looking around the house hoping she might come across some coin. It is a woman literally turning her house upside down to find what is precious to her, what is essential for her life. And it is not a fairy tale story of a God out in a beautiful field on a sunny afternoon, skipping around and casually saying, "Here, sheep, here, little sheep." Rather, it's a God who leaves the safety and comfort of a sheepfold, risking losing everything to go out alone in the wilderness, facing the perils of beasts and ravines and thorny underbrush. A God who searches and searches and searches through the darkness and danger, passionately crying out for that single sheep by name. Your name, my name. A God who goes rushing back into the fiery furnace of our lives, whatever they might be, to search. God who continues the relentless search of unconditional love for all of humanity, even to the point of death. body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. Every Sunday, those words proclaim the truth of this first responder God who gave up everything to bring you to safety, the eternal safety of His love and grace. With confidence that today's gospel gives us concerning God's continual search for us, we are invited to engage in that search with God for others as well. To extend that unconditional love that God has sought us out with in our search for all who need to know that they are loved by God. However it is that you and I are lost, today Jesus comes yet again searching you out, to take you by the hand, lay you across his shoulders, and to carry you home. There's this old classic Peanuts cartoon strip in which Lucy comes up to Charlie Brown and does something that is very unusual for her. She says, "I love you, Charlie Brown." But Charlie Brown keeps responding by saying, "No, you don't. No, you don't." And each time Lucy answers a little louder, "Yes, I do. I really love you, Charlie Brown." To which Charlie Brown says, "Lucy, you just tell me the truth." Finally, Lucy, in the limit of her patience, looks at him and says, "Hey, blockhead, I love you." Maybe God has to do that with us sometimes. Just begin. Hey, Rocky, I love you. God will literally turn this world upside down in His search for one human being. For you. And maybe at times in our lives we sense things getting a little turned upside down. It's because God is taking on that search process. Find the depths of our hearts and to bring us home. To bring us home to understand what unconditional love is true for us. The good shepherd never gives up on you. But he's here today, it's August.